Hey, Fred, if that allows that TV to go, I can't hear nothing.
You want to make it louder? Do like this.
Well, can't you turn the sound up?
It's up as high as it'll go now.
And look at that picture. There's two Humphrey Bogarts. Well, look here. Can't you fix it? Look, there's some knobs on here where you can fix the picture and the sound. Look, tell me what to do. I'll fix it.
See him knob back there, and one of them said volume control?
Yeah.
And there's two more, horizontal hole and vertical hole. And down below, two knobs said brightness, and one says fine tuning.
Yeah.
Forget about all of them. And just hit it on the side with your fist. Go ahead and hit it once. Once, Melvin, you can't fix nothing. Now look at it. There's four Humphrey Bogarts and six Lauren Bacall. Now this is supposed to be a love scene. Look like they're playing basketball. See? And now watch me. All you gotta do is just tap it. Well, guess this set's had it.
Hey, listen, Fred, why don't you ask your son to buy you a new TV?
He said we couldn't afford it. He said other things came first.
Like what?
Like if he was in an accident with the truck, he would need all the money while he spent that time in the hospital.
Yeah, while he's in the hospital, you're here all alone without a TV.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him to buy you a set?
Yeah.
In color, with a big screen, you know, on that remote control. See, all you got to do is move your thumb. Never get up out your chair. Just use your thumb.
Yeah. And after sitting around all eating and drinking beer, that'll be about all you can lift is your thumb. I better clean up this place now before Lamont gets home. He'll never find him.
Hey, Fred, you remember Arthur Matthews?
Oh, the fellow with the ugly wife.
Right, she put the U in ugly.
Yeah. I don't like to talk about nobody, but she looked like the part of the Polaroid that you tear off.
But here's the thing. See, Arthur's ugly, too.
That's true.
Yeah, but his son gave them a big color TV. Now they don't have to look at each other anymore.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to tell Lamont I want me a new TV.
Right. Enjoy life. After all, how long are you going to be here?
Well, my lease ain't up till August.
No, I mean enjoy life. After all, enjoy some of the things that's going to be around.
You're right, Melvin. I'm gonna come right on out and say, I want a new TV.
Hey, Melvin. Hey, Pop, listen, I got a surprise for you.
I want a new TV.
What?
I want a new TV, and I'm not taking no for answer.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a new TV. With the big screen. And remote control. And color.
Listen, I already told you we can't afford a new television. And I'm not spending my hard-earned money so you can sit around here all day with your buddy watching TV and drinking beer.
Well, I guess I better be going.
Stay, Melvin. You can't be throwing my fans out the house.
What are you talking about throwing him out? Melvin was leaving, so let him leave. Goodbye, Melvin.
Stay, Melvin. This is my house. I got something to say, too.
Well, I think you better say goodbye. Your friend is leaving.
Don't move, Melvin. Come on back here.
Melvin, if you want to go, go.
Stay, Melvin.
Go, Melvin.
No, Melvin.
Listen, you guys figure it out, and I'll see you later.
That's a terrible way to treat somebody to come over and spend the evening with you.
Yeah, and keep you away from doing your work.
I did my work. What do you want me to do?
What do I want you to do? Why don't you clean up outside? You know what that junkyard looks like? A junkyard. Now, just look at this house. It's a good thing there's a wall over there, Papa. I wouldn't know where the yard ends and the house begins.
Well, that's what it takes to make a home. You ever hear that saying, takes a heap of living to make a home? Well, you look in the middle of this heap, and not one decent television.
Listen, I already told you, I am not buying no new television.
Why not? We can afford it. We got money saved.
Because I'm going to buy something that's more important.
Like what?
Just stick around and you'll find out. Hello, Gail. How you doing? This is Lamont. Hey, guess what? I bought a car.
A what?
A car, a little convertible.
Oh.
I knew you'd be surprised.
Oh, this is a bad one. This is the worst one I've ever had.
Say, would you mind waiting until I get off the phone before you have a heart attack?
He bought a car. He bought a new car.
No, listen, it's not new. It's used, but it's just as good as new.
Oh, your car. What we need with a car?
Well, so me and you could get around, sugar. Listen, you know, I was just thinking, Saturday morning, maybe we could get together and pack a little picnic basket and ride up the coastline a ways with the wind in our hair. You would? Terrific. Okay, well, listen, I'll pick you up Saturday morning. Ciao, baby.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you'd buy a new car and I need a new TV. You always think about yourself.
What are you talking about, Pop? You'll be able to ride in it.
And let the wind blow through my scalp.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, because I've already paid for it. And not only that, I'm picking it up tomorrow.
Selfish, that's what you are. What about me?
Hey, Pop, let's face it. Now, I'm getting a car because I need a car. I can't continue to take out girls in that old broken-down truck.
What's wrong with the truck? If she wants her hat to blow in the wind, let her take her wig off and hold it out the window.
There's no use. You don't understand nothing. Do you realize, Pop, that everybody has a car today?
And everybody has a color TV. Arthur Matthews' son bought him a color TV. Now, that's a good son. Good and kind and thoughtful.
Pop, Arthur Matthews' son is a crook. You told me that yourself. He's a gambler and a hustler and a thief.
Well, if a bum like that can buy his ugly father a TV, why can't you get your handsome dad one?
So now I'm not even as good as Arthur Matthews' son, huh? Well, I don't know how you could go on living with somebody like me.
Well, I ain't, I can't, I'm not, and I'm leaving.
Why don't you go over to Arthur Matthews' house? You can watch television with him and his ugly wife. He's like a rose between two thorns.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be over there sitting between two ugly people watching television than to be here with you. I'm leaving.
Well, go on, Rosie.
I'm leaving. And you know that trip you mentioned about going up the coastline? Well, when you start out there, I hope you run out of gas on a mountain. The filling station is 10 miles away, uphill. And when you get there, I hope it's closed.
Thanks a lot. There's nothing wrong with this TV. I used to watch a whole lot of good shows on this set. Just turn it on.
Hey, Pop!
I got it! I want you to see the car. It's blue convertible. It's a Hemi stick. It's got... Pop, come out here and see the car. Hey, Pop. Hey, Smitty, Officer Swanhauser, what's up?
I'm afraid we have some unpleasant news for you.
What?
Now, the important thing is to remain calm and not get too alarmed and panicked, because that won't help anything. In situations like this, you have to maintain control. So take it easy.
What are you talking about?
Just take it easy now.
Okay, what happened?
Your dad is in the hospital.
What?
I'll handle this. Your dad is in the hospital.
What are you talking about? What happened?
Your old man got picked up wandering around, zonked.
Zonked?
If you don't mind, I'll read from the official report. Unidentified male, black, approximately 60 to 65, later identified as Fred Sanford. Preliminary medical reports indicating exhaustion and overexposure. After subject was discovered wandering aimlessly in downtown area.
Well, where's he at now?
He's in the County General Hospital.
The subject, Fred Sanford, was admitted to County General Hospital, where his condition was termed satisfactory.
Oh, then he's all right.
Yeah, man, he's cool.
The report makes no reference to body temperature.
You see, I thought he was going to spend the night at a friend's house. I never realized he'd end up in a hospital. I gotta get to him. Hey, Smitty, what's the fastest way to get to the hospital?
Well, let's see. Get right on the Harbor Freeway to the San Bernardino and get off at Mission.
Harbor Freeway, San Bernardino, get off at Mission.
Hold it. You're going to County General Hospital. Fastest way is to get right on the Harbor Freeway to the San Bernardino and off at Mission. Remember, easy now. Stay cold.
Cool.
Cool.
In here, please. Doctor?
Yes?
Mr. Sanford's son is here.
Oh, thank you, nurse.
How's he doing, Doctor?
Well, he's coming along.
Okay, what's the matter with him? What happened?
Well, your father is suffering from loss of memory. Amnesia.
Amnesia? He's never had anything like that before. How did he get it?
Well, we really don't know. Amnesia is one of those mysterious things that can develop very quickly.
Say, Doctor, I don't know how to say this, but my father's been known to play some pretty strange tricks on me from time to time. Well, is it possible that he could be faking this whole thing?
Absolutely not. How would you explain a man walking the streets like that all night? No, as far as I'm concerned, this is your classic amnesia, all right.
Oh. That you, Arthur? Turn on your set and let's watch some color TV.
That's what he does every once in a while. Calls out for someone named Arthur. That mean anything?
Yeah, I'm afraid it does.
That you, Melvin? Come on in. Let's watch some color TV.
All right. Are you his sole support?
Yes.
I wish I had a color TV. Maybe I'll get one where I'm going. You hear that, Elizabeth? They have color TV up there?
Who's Elizabeth?
My mother, Doctor. She's dead. You see, he talks to her whenever he gets upset.
Uh-huh. Well, there's your story. An old man alone at home. His son has taken over as head of the family, replaced him. He feels unloved, unwanted. His life at home has become intolerable. So his subconscious mind finds release by blocking out all memory of it. I think you'll find that a correct analysis.
Are you the psychiatrist?
No, I'm the ear, nose, and throat man. But I know as much as they do.
Say, he's gonna be all right, though, isn't he, Doctor?
Well, that's up to you. Recovery and well-being is entirely up to you. You're all he's got.
Yeah. Say, can I see him now, Doctor?
Sure, that'll be fine, but try not to upset him.
Okay.
Mr. Sanford, we have a visitor out here for you.
Just a minute. Okay, I'm ready now. Send him in.
I know. Try not to upset him. Hey, Pop. Pop. Hi.
Who are you?
It's me, Pop, Lamont.
Lamont who?
Lamont Sanford.
Never heard of him.
Listen, Pop. Now, you're Fred Sanford.
Who's he?
That's you, Pop.
Never heard of him.
Listen. Now, you're Fred Sanford, and I'm Lamont Sanford, see? And we live together at 9114 South Central Avenue.
Where's that?
That's in Los Angeles, Pop.
Los Angeles? Where's that?
That's in California, Pop.
Never heard of it. Why don't you leave me alone anyway? You're beginning to bother me. Hey, nurse!
Pop, listen to me now. Now try and remember. You see, me and you, we have a business together. See, we got a junkyard, and we got a house next to that, and we got a red pickup truck.
Yeah?
And outside there's this big sign.
What does the sign say?
The sign says Sanford and Son.
Never heard of them. Why'd you get over here? Stop talking about me. Hey, nurse! Nurse!
Say, Pop, don't you remember anything? Listen, don't you remember the little room where we have our breakfast and our supper and where we talk? Our little room. You remember?
A room?
Yeah.
But a table.
That's right, a table. What else?
And two chairs.
Two chairs? Go on, Pop.
And over in the corner?
Yeah. What's in the corner, Pop?
A new color TV. No? No color TV?
No color TV. Say, listen to me, Pop. Now, as soon as you're well enough, I'm going to take you out of here. I'm going to take you home.
I don't want to leave this place. I like it here.
But I'm going to take real good care of you at home, Pop. I'm going to take you out of here.
That's nice, son.
Son! You call me son, then you remember who I am.
You're from the Red Cross. You're the one with the candy bars. You got a Baby Ruth on you? You ain't got no Baby Ruth on you?
Well, listen, Pop. I want you to try to get some sleep now, all right? And I'll come back in here and I'll see you later. But before I go, I want you to take one more look at me. Now do you know who I am?
I think so.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm not going to say no more, Pop. Now, you just get some rest, and I'll come back and see you some other time. Bye, Pop.
Bye, Melvin.
Well, did he remember you?
No. Say, listen, Doctor, how long is he going to be like that?
Oh, it's impossible to say. We had an amnesia patient here once, was here for weeks. Couldn't remember his name, his address, nothing. Then, all of a sudden, one day...
He remembered?
No, he died.
Say, but my Pop's gonna be all right, though, isn't he?
Yes, he's a very healthy man otherwise. Oh. He sleeps well, eats well. Last night, he chased the nurse out under the fire escape.
Say, what kind of doctor did you say you were?
Ear, nose, and throat.
How do you treat a patient that has amnesia?
Well, there's no specific cure. Best thing you can do is take him home.
Take him home? Mm-hmm. And you think that's the best place for him?
Absolutely. He should have familiar surroundings. He should have loving care and attention. He needs a feeling that life isn't over for him, that this old world is still a pretty wonderful place to live in. Besides, we need that bed.
Okay. Well, I'll come and get him the first thing in the morning.
That's the best thing. See, he needs a sound of friendly voices around him. Why, I'll bet just listening to us out here has put him in a nice, relaxed mood.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Hey, can you two guys hold it down so I can get some sleep?
Sam, you go back to bed. Now, you come tomorrow morning. I'm sure that once he gets home, he'll feel much better. Thanks. Sanford, you're not going home until tomorrow.
I don't want to go home. I want to get out to the fire escape.
No.
Well, here we are, Pop. Home at last.
I don't live here. This is a dump.
Listen, just wait till you get inside. See, you'll remember once you get inside.
I don't like this place. I want to go back to the hospital. At least they had some pretty nurses come around at night and sponge you off.
I know, Pop, but just come inside.
You got a nurse in there? With a sponge, and I'm going back to the hospital.
Just give it a little chance, partner. Just come inside, okay? All right?
I don't like this.
Listen, come over here and sit in your chair. This is your chair, Pop.
I don't like this place, and I don't like you either.
Okay? Now, you just sit here, Pop. Now, I got a surprise for you, all right? You ready? Surprise!
It's a television.
Not only that, it's a color television. With remote control, and it's all yours.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. That's a 21-inch screen, isn't it?
That's right.
They got 24-inch screen now. Why didn't you get a 24-inch screen?
Well, you see, Pop, a 24-inch screen costs more, and we couldn't afford it.
We could afford it if you hadn't bought that car.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I took a beating when I saw... Wait a minute. How did you... If you lost your memory, how did you remember that I bought a car? You didn't even know who I was.
The television is bringing it all back to me now. Lamont! My son!
You did it to me again, didn't you? What a dirty, underhanded trick. You never lost your memory at all, did you?
Yeah, I'm losing it now. Where am I? Who are you?
Why don't you come off that, you old faker? You know who you are and you know where you are.
I don't know where I am, but I know who I am. I'm Arthur Matthews, and I got a color TV. Sit down, Melvin, and watch it with me. Look at that, Melvin. Is that a great set?
That's really beautiful, Fred.
Never thought I'd live to see the day when I'd be watching Sesame Street in living color.
That's great. You got a good son.
Lamont?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the best. Ain't nothing I wouldn't do for my son.
Hey, Pop, I'm going to work now. Listen, I don't want you sitting up here all day looking at that television.
That's the way we work around here. He does something for me, I do something for him.
And listen, I want you to try to get that yard cleaned up out there today.
He gave me this color TV. I'd do anything he says.
Well, he's a good son, all right.
Say, Pop, the yard.
All he got to do is say it, and I'll do it.
Pop, I want... Oh, never mind. I'll do it myself.
Hey, good morning, son. What are you doing, Melvin?
I'm gonna turn the sound up.
But sit down here.
Well, I'll be doggone. You got a remote control.
Yeah. You don't even have to get up out your chair. All you do is use your thumb. Now, watch my thumb. What's wrong? Must be this volume control.
Wait a minute, Fred. Can't you make it louder?
Yeah, hold this.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.